This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Matthew Krestel is a grade 12 student and a self-described autism teacher. Matthew has been speaking out about his autistic life and sharing advice about creating a health plan and succeeding in the school system. You can find those videos on YouTube. Matthew's also a community broadcaster here at CHLY Radio on a weekly program called Tune Talk, Monday afternoons at 4 p.m. Matthew is a keen promoter of World Autism Awareness Day. Observed annually on April 2nd, the Awareness Day encourages member states of the United Nations to take measures to raise awareness about children with autism throughout the world.
And Matthew Krestel joins us in the studio today. Welcome to People First Radio, Matthew.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good to see you in the studio. I've heard you on the radio before. Of course, that's how I learned about you from
Yep.
Tune Talk. But this is the first time, certainly, we've spoken with you on People First Radio.
Right.
You're in grade 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the point in your life where you're thinking about possible careers. But you've grown up with autism.
Yes.
And there were some challenges along the way. And I know you've referred to one or two of those in a recent interview I heard you doing. Tell us about the experience of growing up with autism.
Well, to me, I was born with autism, actually. No kidding. It was a treatable... What it is it's a treatable neurological spectrum disorder, which affects actually 1 in 150 youth, children, and adults in BC alone. And I think for me, when I work around in school with my autistic life, it could be difficult when I try to understand something. And like when I try to get into like a job or career when I finish high school, I think that's might have to be another challenge that I might face is... I might not understand like, you know, where to like put something. Like if I was doing stock shelvings, for example, in a grocery store, that could get a little confusing until you get used to it.
You said that you're interested, I think, in electronics.
Yes, I am.
What would that type of job look like?
For me, if I worked at, let's say, London Drugs, I would probably work more in setting up like electronic equipment and putting it in, sort of like stocking electronics in shelves and setting it up if there was technical difficulties.
Mm. One of the things that I've noticed, I do a media scan for People First Radio here on an ongoing basis, is there have been quite a number of articles that appeared about young people with autism being sought after as good employees.
Well, for me, I never heard about that before, but from what I've heard from you on that is once people get used to things, like when I learn, you can just get used to it right away, and then it just gets so really easy.
Mm.
That's how I get it from that.
You've acknowledged that when you were young, and particularly in the school environment, you might say that you weren't necessarily well-behaved.
Yeah, it was more when I was in elementary school. My elementary school is Uplands Park Elementary School, and I think the worst parts of me in elementary was I used to be one of the people that used to, like, you know, attack people, like try to go, like, how I could call roughhousing and all that, and bully people most times. But then in high school, that's when I started to, you know, take a little step forward and I just stopped it. And I just started to, you know, start to become more respectful. But I didn't get super respectful in like grade 8, 9, or 10 yet, but more around grade 11. So this was last year. I started to change my life, and this was my own idea to change it. I didn't have my parents talk with me about it, or a counselor, or any teacher or principal. I just did it in my sleep one night, and the next day I was just very, very emotional about the things I've done wrong, because I let so many people feel down. And basically, when I tried to make an apology in a Facebook post I made for all my friends, I was just really emotional. I just had to really apologize, and lots of people were saying it's all okay, and even some half of the people were saying they were saying stuff like, you know, it was okay of what you were doing. Like, you didn't do many things bad. But I didn't believe them, because I really did do many things bad. But then, now at this moment of time, I'm pretty much just trying to be a respectful person. And I care for people in school. Absolutely.
And one of the things that you've said that you're doing is that you want to give back and you want to help other people. You're recording and publishing videos on YouTube. Tell us about a couple of those titles and the topics you're focused on.
Well, I think the most best video I made was how to be more patient, because basically almost everybody I know doesn't know much about patience. Like, compared to me, I try to stay patient as much as I can. But let's say, for instance, if there was, like, a traffic jam on, like, a busy street, and you were trying to be late for work or something, for example, people are just so impatient. They're just going to honk the horn, and you're like, when is this going to be over, right? So basically, how I would be is just take a deep breath and just stay relaxed. And then basically in a little while, you'll be ready to move on. That's how I thought of that, like how to be more patient and all that. I had to make that video because lots of people didn't get it compared to me or some other older people.
You're listening to People First Radio. We're speaking with Matthew Krastel. Matthew is a grade 12 student who has been educating others about autism and publishing videos on YouTube, sharing advice about creating a health plan and succeeding in the school system. You can also find Matthew Krastel on Facebook.
Matthew, tell us about your interest in music.
Honestly, when I was very first trying to learn some music, I listened to music throughout my whole life, but My first time I played an instrument was a piano, and that was back in 2005, so almost just over 10 years ago. And I only played the piano actually for only 1 year because the teacher I had moved to Victoria a year later, in 2006. So basically, we stopped playing piano, and we couldn't find a good piano teacher as a new wise piano teacher. So I thought to myself, I've seen people play guitar so much, so I thought I did that. So in, I believe it was late 2006 or beginning of 2007, I started to take guitar lessons, and my guitar teacher is Paul Simolini, and I'm still working with him once a week, every Fridays. And that's where actually I record all my special songs for YouTube. But I didn't start that until late 2009. But I didn't put them onto YouTube yet during 2010, pretty much, because I never used YouTube much for music since then. But honestly, that was when I started to record onto CDs and burning them. But I don't do that much anymore because of YouTube. Because YouTube is just more of a good source rather than me paying money for so many discs of blank CDs.
Mm-hmm. What is it about music that you like? How does it affect you, and why is it so enjoyable for you?
Well, for me, music's really catchy. Most of the songs I've heard, basically rock and old country and country rock genres, they're very, very catchy. And almost every song I play, I always try to make it catchy as possible.
Yeah, I could tell that you were interested in country music as you have that energy within the music that I've heard you playing online.
Right, thank you.
It seems that you have a connection with a faith community as well, because a couple of those videos, music videos, are set in a church setting as well.
Well, I used to play a lot of Christian music too, but I'm not really a big fan of it anymore because playing in a church for me, it's not really my thing. It's not like, for me playing regular music, almost everybody can listen to it because there's some people I know that aren't Christian. So No offense, but it really is.
Yeah. You are part of a regular program here on CHLY. It's called Toon Talk.
Correct.
And it's on Mondays at 4 p.m. How did you become involved in Toon Talk? And tell us more about that program.
Well, the reason why I wanted to join that show is because I was in a youth camp in July at the Nawa Youth Services, and I saw a sign just inside the room door that said, "Want to be on radio?" And it was a poster. And it was showing me all the details of where it is and when and the time-wise. So I thought to myself, since I'm into music and I enjoy talking so much on live broadcasts like I've never done before since then, I thought to myself, maybe that I have perfect enough time to do that. So I did that. And I came here and I wasn't even nervous to start it. And basically, the Toon Talk show is probably the best show I've ever done. And we have the best hosts, myself, Nathaniel Lee, and Ashley, who's the main host, and we basically tell lots of great jokes, a lot of fun, interesting facts, and we also put on lots of great music. So sort of like 1, 2, 3 The Wave almost, but a little bit different than that.
So does the show cover a whole range of music, types of music, or is it kind of one general focus?
We try to, how I could say it, we could think of it like a little line angle. So we go from starting a little bit soft, and then we go a little more super upbeat, like rock genre, and then we, then once we get halfway, we go back downwards. Mm. So you're, it's like in the falling point where you're think you're going to near the end of a story.
Yeah.
Of the falling point. So, yeah.
You're a big fan of World Autism Day. It's an annual recognition or awareness building day. Tell us more about that day, and have there been any special events and things that you've participated in, or how is it recognized?
I think I remember when I was really young, I used to go to something called Walk and Bounce with Autism, and that's where they had like a bouncy castles and all these fun stuff for people with autism. And I know that I think the reason why they do Autism Awareness Day on April 2nd every year is because they want to just show the support for people with autism, because not everybody has autism. A lot of people are regulars, but I'm not a regular, but almost everybody I know is regulars, but I know some people that are autistic too. So we want to, everybody in the whole world, it's not just Canada, it's the United States, it's everywhere, and the United Nations. So we want to be able to support the autism by doing a special event for them annually. So that's what people have been doing. I really, really like that.
Do you think that there will be something done locally in Nanaimo, some kind of activity or some event that happens, or is it just more of a general be aware that this is a special day?
Well, I know that you have to wear, I think that you don't have to, but if you support autism that in that year of April 2nd every year, the color you would have to wear as a t-shirt is a blue shirt. So you have to wear blue just to support autism.
Yeah. Have you had experiences of being sidelined or bullied or teased because of your autistic life?
I think when I'm trying to think about it a little bit, because I know when it never happened much in high school, but I remember, I think it was in elementary in my grade 1 or 2 year, I believe it was, when I was telling them that that I was really autistic. But I didn't know this really much because I don't know how it was back then. So I was like, I have autism. Don't you have autism, though? And they were like, no, because they weren't born with it besides me, because I was born with a really special disorder.
Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing that you'd like people to know in this last minute or so of our interview, about yourself or about people living with autism generally?
Well, I should say, for first of all, for the students that are still in high school right now, try to support people as much as you can. Try not to bully people as much as you can. Try to show that you have respect, just like how I do, because it's really easy to have respect. It's super easy. All you have to do is just go to school that day, just before school starts, so pretty much in the morning, and just say, hey, what's up? Just like, it's really nice to see you. And then just chill out and have, just show some respect that way. And for adult-wise, I would just go to work, like for people that go to work, just go to work and do that exact same thing, except not at school, but at work, yes. So I would say just stay respectful at all times and just try not to be a bully.
Matthew Krastel, thanks very much for coming in and joining us for this talk today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, guys.
Matthew Krastel is a high school student, a musician, and a community broadcaster. He raises awareness about autism by sharing his own experiences and speaking on a range of themes related to autism and its challenges. You can find Matthew Krastel, that's spelled K-R-A-S-T-E-L, on YouTube and on Facebook.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.